Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Greg Russell. Sponsored in part by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great news. And by the way, the month of March, always a favorite for Sean O'Callaghan's Public House in downtown Plymouth. Get there today. Try their Wigley's famous corned beef creations, whether traditional or with a twist. You're going to love it. Get your Wigley's today at Sean O'Callaghan's Public House. And wasn't it great, Rieger, meeting Mr. Wigley, the real Mr. Wigley, at our St. Patrick's Day broadcast?
That was cool.
It was very cool. For anyone wondering, is there really a Mr. Wigley? Yes, there's been a family of Wigleys over the generations. So we were thrilled to have him there, and their leader, too, now running the company at our St. Patrick's Day celebration. And thanks again for them providing some Wigley's corned beef. Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus, how are you, my friend?
I am great, and I am still just smiling and being stuffed from the Wigley's corned beef last week. I've got to tell you, when I was getting ready to leave, they said, has your family had any yet? I said, no, I don't think so. Here's a platter. And it's like, what? Okay.
Wow. How nice was that?
It was.
And I had Mary, who shows up at all of our, everything we do as a radio station, little Mary shows up, and then she got me a little plate of food to take, too, because I obviously can't eat while I'm on the air. It was just a wonderful time all the way around, and we loved it, and we love our listeners. We love the people who could show up, and so many people that were on the show. We missed a lot of people we wanted to get on. I am going to forever feel bad that we didn't let Tommy Romer sing his Irish song, especially since he brought his daughter in from Los Angeles. And I'm sure she was there to see Dad sing on the show, as he's done for years. I felt terrible about that. But be that as it may, we're moving on to the movies. And I've seen a lot of talk about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. What did you think, Greg Russell?
Well, it was one of those where I saw it yesterday with, as I always say, a regular audience. not critics who are going to say something, but yeah. And so it was great, to see, of course, the original guys. Also love seeing, Ernie Hudson, Benton Harbor's own, and Wayne State's own, back in the movie. And just watching it as it went on, it's all about, there's all of a sudden this new entity, Ghost, that comes out, basically takes over the fire station, and basically wants to return everything to the Ice Age. That's it, in a nutshell. It was kind of like they had the younger Ghostbusters, who are the kids, as well as the older ones. But to me, it was almost like they kept getting in each other's way. As far as
really?
The things they wanted to do. Yeah, I know Dave saw it too. And
And what occurred to me, one thing is I've been saying along the way that it's very tough. When you get an iconic film like Ghostbusters, and who knew it was going to be like that? It really was. But it's very hard to follow that. So I'm asking Dave, who did not see the movie with the usual people who were just regular people coming in to see the movie, you had quite a movie-going experience with, apparently, I could say, fellow Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
Dave.
It was the which I didn't even know existed. It was the Metro Detroit Ghostbusters Coalition that showed up along with the members of the media. So, and there was three Ectomobiles outside, and there was a raffle before the movie for Ghostbusters memorabilia. They all had on costumes and proton packs. It was I'd never seen anything like it.
My buddy Kenny is one of those people. He's in the coalition.
Is that right, Danielle? Because I never heard of it. I never heard of the Metro Detroit Ghostbusters Coalition.
Either did I.
Swear, he's really cool.
Wow. Hi, Danielle.
Hey.
I thought the movie was okay. I really enjoyed Ghostbusters Afterlife was the first reboot of, after they had the Girl Ghostbusters movie. I thought I would say the same thing that Greg thought. They kind of couldn't get out of each other's way. I thought you phrased that perfectly. So
interesting. Let's listen to Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
I've been waiting 40 years for this. They called themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world. No eyewitnesses.
And who is found to carry the torch?
Descendants of Egon Spengler.
You have a miner hanging out the side of a moving vehicle, firing a laser gun indiscriminately.
It has a proton pack.
It's completely safe.
I wouldn't say completely safe.
The Ghostbusters are finished.
But there's something strange. But there's something weird. Who are people going to call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
We're the Ghostbusters. Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to like it, and I'm just going to say this. If we liked the Ghostbusters, even though it's far from a perfect film, it probably is still worth seeing.
Yeah, because a lot of the folks, again, who were walking out with me last night, I asked them, I said, what'd you think? And they said, well, we enjoyed it. We had a nice time. My best rating came from a husband and wife, where the wife is, well, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun and da-da-da-da-da. The husband, of course, wanting to appease his wife, said, yeah, I enjoyed it too, but I hope this is the last one.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I thought in one of the promos I heard them say that all the ghosts they had busted came back to attack them. Did I mishear that, or was that true?
Yeah, this new entity was trying to release every ghost that was ever incarcerated in the firehouse. Because they had never apparently cleaned out that container that had all the ghosts in it. So that was part of it.
So how many Wigley's famous corned beef sandwiches are we talking about here?
Yeah, I'm thinking about like two down the middle, because like I said, some people, you know, did enjoy. And like Dave and I were talking about, there were certain parts where, you know, it was like, okay, you can clean this up just a little bit. But again, like I said, for the most part, the folks who I saw it with enjoyed, so we'll put it right down the middle. And a lot of folks more than likely will wait until it's streaming to see it.
All right. One of those Wigley's corned beef sandwiches sounds especially good right now. All right. We have a movie you can stay at home and watch. It's on Netflix. Let's listen to Shirley.
I am running for president.
Of the United States? Holy.
I'm paving the road for a lot of other people looking like me to get elected.
Brooklyn's first black representative.
You're about to make history.
You want to be president? You ain't no man.
Maybe we should find your mother.
All you got is your one vote.
You sound just like every other politician.
Do I look like every other politician?
The Black Panthers and Shirley Chisholm. It's like thunder and lightning.
I'm going to force all the politicians to be held accountable.
You gonna do all that? School teacher from Brooklyn.
Harriet was just a slave. Rosa was just a domestic. What is it you do for a living again?
The people of America are watching us.
Wow, I had no idea this had something to do with Shirley Chisholm.
Yeah. Yep, starring Regina King. She's also the executive producer of this. And I got to tell you, she puts on a heck of a performance. And it starts in 1972 when Shirley was running for Congress in New York, and just all the opposition she had to go through. And then once she got in, you know, her deal was kind of like, well, heck, I may as well run for president. And everybody's thinking, you've got a couple of things, you know, that might hold you back right there, but she didn't care. And so she went after it, got people to, you know, get in behind her. And it was just kind of interesting just to see, again, like how media was, you know, back then. And, of course, you know, it was all the boys caught, you know, at that time.
Sure,
but just to see what she did, how she worked. And then this isn't giving anything away because it's all part of American history. That was also during the time when George Wallace was running for president. And that's when he got shot.
Yeah.
There was a time when Shirley went to visit him in the hospital and they talked. And believe it or not, they actually became good friends, you know, up until the end.
We would not have known that. That's for sure. It sounds like it's worth watching. I'm glad it's at home.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to go out and we can just enjoy it. How many Wigley's famous corned beef sandwiches?
This one, a good 3.5 Wigley's with our extra pickle thrown in.
Oh, boy. 3.5 with the pickle. Way to go. Mr. Wiggly would be very proud to hear that. Oh. That's Shirley on Netflix, and the other is in the theater, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and the one and only Greg Russell Movie Show Plus, and our own Dave Rieger, who finally got to get out and see the movie, and I'm glad he did, and I'm glad we were able to do this.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have a great weekend. I look forward to being back with you next week. Paul W., Dave, Danielle, thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg Russell, as we continue on WJR.